Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Oh my gosh.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so tired.
Oh, good, he is too.
Yay.
And actually, I am, but I'm in denial.
Yeah.
And Greg is asleep.
And Greg is actually asleep.
Wow. I pre-recorded all of my contributions.
No, they're really good so far.
Yeah, it's very well timed.
I am in bed.
Oh, God.
All right, well then let's get this show on the road,
oh,
shall
so
we?
I'm so sorry to like be such a downer, but
no.
You're so excited.
I mean, if you're going to fall
Eric
asleep in the next 10 minutes.
Eric worked on this for so
minutes.
Long today, and then
I
another
had some good
day
ideas.
Too. He was
I had
very
to write.
Excited. I don't know what's going on.
All right.
Look
Is everybody
him.
Ready?
He's excited!
No. All right. I'm ready.
Yeah, we are all really pumped. Oh, look at Eric's...
I'm excited to hear Greg's pre-recorded responses and how they line up with Eric's.
I know. I really hope that they keep continue to be
Well, I guess
accurate.
We'll have to see. Whoa, his video skipped. The next clip's about to roll.
It's okay. I take it back
us?
About the time.
I wonder if he's hearing us.
No, I do hear you. I just didn't want to record that much. I had a limited amount of hard drive space.
His mouth is. Oh my god, you guys! His mouth wasn't moving. I honestly thought he'd pre-record that.
Yeah.
Because did his video skip for you too?
Yes, it did. Yep.
Yeah, my connection absolutely sucks to Discord.
Oh, that sucks.
I don't know why.
Are you using the desktop app or browser based?
Desktop.
Okay.
Hmm.
Hmm. All right. We'll make it work.
Turn this off.
Turn that off.
Even though it's going to be freezing in here.
Lock and load.
Yep.
Here we go.
Ah! Wait, what? Ah! Oh my god! He put a Santa hat on!
Oh no!
Just for the listeners.
Oh no, we're going to merriment? Oh no.
Oh no, she says.
Welcome,
what is happening? Oh,
one
no.
And all, to a special, a Yuletide tale.
Yay!
Pork Fried Dice.
Oh my gosh.
AKA Pork Fried Icicle fell off the garage and it hit me. AKA Pork slide down into the cotton ball pond after seeing Santa dice.
Oh my god.
AKA worked in profanity the way other artists might work in oils or clay, a master fried dice.
Oh my, it's Eric's favorite Christmas movie!
There
You'll
are
probably have
too
to cut all
words.
This out for the actual podcast,
oh my
but
gosh.
For you guys.
Oh.
We open at night on a busy city street in an anonymous Midwestern city. Close enough to one of the Great Lakes that you can feel the chill off the water in the air. Snow is heaped up along the sidewalk, with barely enough room for the Christmas shoppers to jostle by. That doesn't stop a group of children from gathering around the display window of a department store and feasting their eyes upon the glittering goodies within. Toys of all kinds are piled within, and it seems like there's a bit of something for everyone inside. We focus on a quartet of young boys standing mesmerized by the materialistic delights. We've got Ralphie, played by our good friend Alex, his younger brother Randy, played by Abby, and Ralphie's pals Flick and Schwartz, played by Greg and Katie, respectively. Each of them has picked out something within that speaks to their soul. Now, I would need everybody to please... check your email
oh
in 2 seconds.
I don't have an email.
Just use
oh, wait,
your phone.
I do?
It's fine.
Okay, wait. One wait a second. Second. I'm so sorry. Is it okay to ask a question now?
Yep.
I know that's your favorite movie, but I don't know it as well as you. Who is Schwartz? I don't know who I am.
Just wait. Just check your email.
Okay, okay. What is happening? My phone is not... Oh, here we go. Oh my god. What is this? This is new. Oh my goodness. Is that what he did in the movie?
I still don't have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have your
email? Oh, I lied. Here it is. No, I
do. Don't lie on Christmas.
All right. Oh, I shouldn't let you see. Don't look.
No. It's okay.
He's looking.
He can look.
Does everyone else start with W too?
Yeah, everybody has the same four skills.
Oh my gosh.
You have wit. Oh. The wit skill, the winsome skill, the wallop skill, and the wiseacre skill.
Oh my gosh.
And what's the top number?
What do you mean?
What's the go-to? Because two doesn't sound very big.
No, it's between one and six.
Okay.
And the way that these checks work is you roll a d6, and if you roll above your number, you fail. So, for example, if you have a three in a skill, if you roll 1 through 3, you succeed. 4, 5, and 6, you fail. So higher number skills.
I understand
skills.
That, but we'll do it when we get there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to look at this. Can you say what you just said again? Because I didn't really hear it.
Sure. Everybody has four skills with different levels. We've got the wit skill.
Right.
Which is how witty, smarts, things like that you are.
Okay.
Your winsome skill. It's kind of like charisma, how charming you are, things like that.
Oh, I'm not very charismatic.
Your wallop skill.
I bet none of us are.
Your wallop skill.
Is that fighting?
Yeah. Okay. How good you are at walloping things. Okay. And your wiseacre skill, how much of a smartass you are.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Did you come up with that?
Yeah.
You came up with those? That's amazing.
That's amazing.
So basically, just looking at the numbers, the higher the number, the more skilled you are in that category.
Oh my god. I love this. And then there's like does everyone have that? I don't want to spoil it.
Everybody has their own special ability.
No, this thing at the bottom?
Yeah, that's the same for everybody. We'll get there.
Oh.
You can ignore that bottom thing for now.
Okay. This is Eric's favorite Christmas movie. For sure. Okay.
So now that everybody has hopefully familiarized themselves
with
your sheets a little bit, I would like everybody to gaze into that department store window, the front window of Higbee's, and please tell me what item within you covet. What is it above all else that your 9-year-old or 6-year-old heart desires?
I want the freaky monkey that claps the cymbals.
Ah, oh, Randy, he's picked out the wind-up cymbal-clashing monkey used in so many horror movies.
Yes.
What time period was this set in?
1940.
Whoa, okay.
I think Flick goes for a model airplane.
Oh.
I was thinking it might be a Zeppelin.
Well, I was thinking that, but I'm trying to be true to an American child.
I want the Zeppelin! I want it!
I said American child. I should have said, a real child for those living elsewhere in the world.
So I was trying to see if the cymbal clashing monkey has, an official name, and Wikipedia calls it a cymbal banging monkey toy.
Just real quick for the listeners, I implied that children from other countries are not real people, and... We just breezed right past it. Everyone just sort of nodded, like, yeah, okay, and we moved on. Just so that everyone's aware of the reaction I got on that
That's what happened.
Oh, wait, I missed it.
Yeah, you're too busy just drooling over.
I'm trying to figure... Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
I was just hoping for, like...
said. Dang. Well, we all know what Ralphie's going to pick, right?
Ralphie can pick whatever Ralphie wants to pick.
All right.
Listen, this is revisionistic. KT's actually browsing the Sears and Roebuck catalog from the 1940s.
Oh, how smart.
Yes.
That's one word for it.
I'm sorry. I'm just like, this is amazing.
I think Ralphie wants a Golden Echo harmonica.
Oh, were you doing the same thing?
No, that was what came to mind. I just wanted to read about it.
Ralphie, get closer to the microphone next time.
Yeah, Ralphie. You'll shoot your eye out.
Ralphie!
I want this. I'm looking at this ad. This is what I see. It's this little gun with suction cup darts that can...
Yeah, that's sitting over in the corner. Uh-huh.
I want that. That's what I want.
Suction cup dart gun.
Yeah.
With authentic target range.
Yeah.
Nice. Alrighty. They remain transfixed until their noses turn purple and toes go numb with the cold, until eventually their parents come by to collect them and they're taken home to get ready for bed, as they've got to get up for school the next day. Yes, it's Monday tomorrow, but one of the sweetest Mondays of the year. The Monday of the last week of school before Christmas. Only 5 more days of literal hell before their Yuletide freedom is granted. Unleashing days and days of feasting and unwrapping and sledding and caroling and merrymaking and feasting and playing and snuggling and unwrapping and snowball throwing and feasting. But there's still that literal hell to make it through. And it is to this scholarly perdition that we now proceed.
This is so good, babe. Is this all movie music? Is it like a soundtrack from the movie? Do you play this all year round?
Ralphie, Flick, and Schwartz are sitting restlessly at their desks as Miss Shields prepares to begin their edification for today. Randy is also here. He has been moved up a grade or two, much to Randy's dismay. Much to Ralphie's dismay. And surprise, considering how little Randy eats, you'd think there'd be no way his brain could have developed much further past toddlerhood, but here he is.
Oh my gosh.
Good morning, class!
Good morning, Mrs.
Morning, Mrs.
I forget your name.
Miss Shields looks at all of you expectantly.
Shields.
Randy
now,
brings her an apple.
Boys and girls.
Oh. Brings
her
an apple.
Oh wow. Randy's a little brown noser.
Brown noser, yep.
Ralphie, you feel disgusted. Now, boys and girls, I'm going to give you an assignment. I want you to write a theme. What I want for Christmas. A heavenly chorus of groans rises up from the classroom as everyone pulls out their
heavenly chorus.
As everyone pulls out their composition books and begins to scrawl listlessly at the pages with their dull number two pencils, our quartet licks the tips of theirs and then begins to work. Now, normally a theme would be at least 200 words, give or take, but thanks to a bit of Christmas magic, you only need to give me a minimum of 2 sentences, more if you feel inspired, on what each of you wants for Christmas.
Oh, can we write it in email?
You can just write it and say it.
Can we write it right now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm writing. All right, scribble, scribble, scribble.
No, actually write it.
What was the prompt? It's not
what I want for Christmas.
It is what I want for Christmas.
Okay. Does it have to be what we saw in the window?
Remember, you want a model airplane.
I do remember that. I didn't know if I was adding further details. Okay.
Oh, let's hear all about it. 2 sentences minimum.
Okay.
Can it be one run-on sentence?
No, it may not, Randy. You know better than that.
I was asking for my brother.
Now, children, I'll be expecting proper grammar here, and please, please mind the margins. The sound of lead scratching on paper is deafening.
Okay, I emailed mine. Do you want me to read it?
Sure. Randy is... surprisingly, or maybe not so, one of the first done in class.
Little genius.
He shuffles forward to the front of the room, and Miss Shields looks at him expectantly.
For Christmas, I want joy and peace on earth for everyone, and a gift for my teacher, and also a clappy monkey. I also hope Santa gets back to the North Pole safely and doesn't get ill after eating all those cookies. The clappy monkey would make my life bearable. By Randy.
Oh my god, I love that so much.
Miss Shields is smiling broadly by the end of your theme, Randy.
Flick is pantomiming putting a rope around his neck.
I put my hand over my mouth and I'm like, you know, like, I totally see Flick. Oh, that's awesome.
That's very, very good, Randy. Very nicely put together. The first sentence, it was a bit of a run-on sentence, but that's fine. We can work on that. You receive a B, Randy. You may take your seat.
What?
Randy, you may take your seat.
Will I get a revised grade if I add some commas?
We can work on it maybe tomorrow. Maybe we'll do revisions overall.
Okay. Wait, am I supposed to take out a spell and kill her or something?
Hey. I don't know that Randy has achieved spell casting abilities yet. You could utilize your special ability, perhaps.
That's right. I have a
special ability. And those aren't one-time uses, guys. You can use those freely. Don't worry about wasting it or anything. Anyway.
Okay.
Miss Shields looks around the room. Is anybody else done? Children?
Ralphie has his hand out, Mrs. Shields.
Ralphie, come up to the front here. Let's hear your theme. Everybody else quiet. Quiet.
For Christmas, more than anything, I want a golden echo harmonica made in Germany with gold anodized aluminum cover and brass reeds and injection molded plastic in the key of C. I also want my annoying younger brother to have a great Christmas, maybe.
Aww. Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, that's very sweet, Ralphie. A harmonica. a harmonica, that could be a good gift. I mean, you know, that or maybe like a football or something like that. That's good. You get a B minus. Good job, Ralphie. Anyone else? Flick, Schwartz?
Schwartz is like scribbling one more thing down.
Just slinks back Flick. To my seat.
Flick begrudgingly stands up and walks to the front. Is that what we're all doing, or was that just Ralphie who had to do that?
That Randy did too.
Randy.
And Ralphie.
What's his face?
Both of them.
Hey!
Alright, Flick gets up front. And he's reading, like, page right up to his face, word for word. What I Want for Christmas by Flick, December 12th, 1940s.
1940s!
I want a model of
a reaches P-50. Over your shoulder and crosses out the S. Go on, Flick.
I want a model of a P-51 Mustang fighter plane. I want it because P-51 Mustangs are so neat and really fast.
Is that all, Flick?
That was two sentences. Three, if you come out of that intro.
All right, good effort, Flick. Good effort. Maybe we can try expanding on some of those thoughts, use some of those adjectives we've been learning. But good effort, good. You get a C. Good job, Flick. You may sit down.
As he's walking by, he's like, fucking shit.
But it sounds like crusher, 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 crusher.
And that was the start of Harry from Alonis. That's he's that old. Cool. All right.
If I had a real P-51, I'd bomb your house and shoot you down and run you over with my propeller.
Whoa, he needs help. I'm a little afraid. At first I was admiring him, and as he walks back and says all that, I'm like, whoa, all right. Guess it's my turn.
He leans over. He's like, just kidding. They're really expensive.
Schwartz, are you ready?
Yeah. All right. My paper's a little crumpled, and I walk up, and I'm, this year for Christmas, I need to start protecting my stuff from my little sister. She's always coming into my room and touching my cowboy figures, and she's using them at her stupid tea party. And also she touches my football, so I want a suction cup gun with the blue handle with authentic target range so I can practice and be good and ready when she busts in and won't leave. I'll shoot her right in her ear and she'll think twice about messing with my property. Also, I want the stupid monkey symbol factory to burn down. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Schwartz.
I'm just kidding.
I think you have something to say to Randy.
Symbol monkeys suck?
Schwartz.
All right, I'm just... Sorry?
Flick was in the middle of standing up to do a slow clap for the monkey thing, but then sits back down.
Realizing that you would look way too much like a cymbal-banging monkey.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, he sits back, he thinks about it, oh, damn it.
He's just like, hey, I was just kidding.
Schwartz.
It's a joke.
Themes are not the time and place for joking, especially at the expense of your fellow classmates. Also, I'm not sure about the violence portrayed in some of your sentences there. I think
that's why you and Flick get along.
Tomorrow, I think you maybe need to see me after class.
No, Flick, man.
You get a D, Flick. Please sit down.
D's for the best.
Randy is so happy.
All right. What was I doing here? So, most of you feeling a bit dejected by your poorly reviewed themes, though Randy's doesn't feel too bad, though he is used to A's, so it's a little rough. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the group trudges through the snow after school has been let out. I need everybody to give me a wit check with disadvantage.
So what do we do for
just
this
roll game? A D6.
A D6,
okay. Twice, D6. And take the lower amount.
Okay.
Because that's disadvantage.
You should whip.
Yes, please.
Okay. Didn't you say if we go over, we lose?
Wait. Yeah, you're right. Take the higher amount.
Greg knows this game better than you.
Now Flick's sucking up.
Oh, it was equal. I rolled a two twice.
Then you succeed.
I got a 6 and a 4.
So you take the 6, so you definitely fail.
Just a second.
I rolled sneak eyes.
I thought that would be good.
Whoa. No, sorry, if you roll above your skill number, you fail.
Oh, I forgot. Okay.
Ugh. I rolled a 6 and a 4.
Ah.
Just like
any other time, that'd be good.
Yeah,
I know.
So, Randy and Flick, you both take a hard-packed snow/ice/gravel ball to the face.
Oh!
And you both lose a hit point.
Where is our hit point? This is hit point. Oh,
I gave
four.
Each of you a hit point total.
We're such NPCs. We're going to die.
We're such NPCs. And we know how Eric feels about NPCs. I'm surprised we're not dead already.
All right, so I lie there like a slug because that's my special ability.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say we lost 1 or 2?
1.
1.
Oh, I was going to say.
I know, otherwise that's pretty much it.
And thumping down in front of you is the terror of Warren G. Harding School.
Uh-oh.
A literal demon incarnate. Scut Farkas. Scut Farkas! What a rotten name! His pale, pimply face, topped with a ratty coonskin cap, sneers menacingly at you through a cloud of putrid, sulfurous breath, seemingly trying to pick out the juiciest parts of each of you in which to sink his sharpened, greenish teeth.
Ew!
Your souls are simultaneously frozen and scorched by his purple eyes. He had purple eyes! So help me God, purple, swirly eyes!
Are we gonna get sued by What's-His-Face's estate?
Oh my gosh, purple swirly eyes.
Yeah, this isn't shaving up so good.
Suddenly, Scut's crummy little toady Grover Dill pounces from behind and seizes Flick in a full Nelson.
No!
Say uncle!
No.
Wait, which one of us?
No!
Say uncle!
I'm gonna fight back.
Alright, give me a wallop check.
What's this guy's name again?
His toady's name is Grover Dill.
Grover Dill. What a great name.
Though Scut is the one that's screaming the say uncle.
Oh, okay. So Grover's holding
I rolled
him.
A 3. All
right.
And you're... I don't know. I don't have your...
Is it wallop? I've got most of them are 3. Yes, it's 3.
All right. You're able to squirm out of the grasp of Grover. And Grover says, hey! And Scut approaches you, Ralphie, and he looks down, and you're holding your theme from class. And he says, "Now give me that paper."
Whoa.
And Grover walks up to your other ones and holds out his hand to all of you, as if asking for your themes that you're holding.
Why do you want them?
Who hand else? Them over, baby.
Why?
And Grover reaches down and punches you.
To me?
Yep. What's your AC?
5.
It thumps into your belly, and your you lose AC one hit point.
Wait, what's yours?
Not that.
Is it much higher or much lower?
It's lower.
Flick, you're wondering why it might be so hard to punch Randy, and you look at him and you realize he's got like 70 layers on.
That's right. Oh, I love that.
But Grover sinks his fist into your belly regardless, and you do lose a hit point.
Hey! Nobody should hit that little kid!
And
only we can hit that little kid!
And Scott goes up to you and says, "Hand it over, punk!"
Wait, that means I don't have any hit points left.
You're down what? To zero already?
Well, I lost when I got hit by the snowball.
Yep, mm-hmm.
And then I lost the other one just now when I got punched.
Yeah, that's right. So,
I'm dead.
You're dead!
Merry Christmas, everyone!
So much for an AC of 5.
You do have the ability to basically come back and recover. I need Abby to tell us all a story about a great Christmas present you received once.
Aww.
Once I got... I've never had a nice Christmas present.
All right, then you are dead.
No, I'm lying.
I'm lying. What's something that you gave me, my love?
Oh, wow.
Where was that time I gave you the box of toads? Christmas toads.
Christmas toads.
I seriously loved when I got the record player. The only problem was that I guessed what it was before it was Christmas. And
yeah. Before I had, in fact, even gotten it.
Before it was even in the house. And so I got to go pick it out. So it was a lovely outing.
Yeah.
All right. That's great.
Lovely awesome. Outing of my Christmas idea.
And now I'm a hipster.
Yeah, for sure. Very cool hipster. Not an annoying kind.
That's great. Yep. You splutter out a few globs of phlegm, but you're able to recover. But Grover has definitely taken your theme, and he's handed it over to Scut.
Oh.
Now the rest of you wimps, hand him over!
What kind of weirdo wants a bunch of school papers, eh? I say as I step slightly behind Flick.
Scut walks up and is gonna punch Schwartz, but instead punches Flick. And Flick's AC is 3. So yes, Flick, you take a Scut Farkas punch to the gut, and you're doubled over, and you lose a hit point.
Oh.
And your theme flutters to the ground, and he snatches it up.
Aw, man.
Bitch.
With that punch, you stumble back into Schwartz, who's pushed back into Grover.
Oh, no. I turn around slowly. I feel like it's that push backwards. My shoulders hit your chest or something, and oh, no.
Yep. And he smells awful.
Ew, why do they smell so bad?
They just smell disgusting. They smell like rotten eggs and death. And
ew.
Old basements.
Old basements?
Uh-huh. And he reaches out to try to snatch your theme away from you, Schwartz.
Aw, man.
You can make, I guess it would be a wallop. You're not trying to hit, but it's the physical skill. Yeah.
It matches.
What did you get?
A 2 and a 2.
All right. With this, I'm doing a contested one, so we will add them. Yeah, he's definitely more physical than you. He grabs your wrist and wrenches your theme away from you.
Hey!
And now they both advance on you, Ralphie. One on either side. We can do this the easy way or the hard way!
I'm gonna crumple my theme up and throw it in Farkas's face.
Ooh. Whoa!
And then I'm gonna run.
All right. So Ralphie turns tail and run. What do the rest of you do? Do you follow?
No, but it's important that I crumpled it and threw it in his face.
Oh yeah, totally. Like they're surprised by that, which actually gives you a chance to get away. So you guys see that the other two are distracted.
Okay.
I'm in pain, so I'm gonna move away, but not quickly.
I'm gonna help him. I'm gonna pick Flick up and
okay,
not pick him up, but like you know, do the little boy shoulder helping thing. Yeah.
So you guys are able to run or limp away. Randy, you're able to get to your feet eventually, roll back and forth a few times, and manage to get your way up, and you guys head for the hills.
Bravely ran away.
Yeah.
But as we know, in the jungles of Kiddom, the mind switches gears rapidly, especially when Christmas looms ever nearer. And what is next but that ever-present pagan tradition of hunting down and bagging your very own festive conifer? Ralphie and Randy have been sent by their old man to get a tree for the family. Maybe as a rite of manhood, or maybe because he was too busy swearing at his Oldsmobile, or the Bumpus' dogs, or the furnace, or the Chicago Bears. Anyway, they've brought along Schwartz and Flick, heading off to the neighborhood tree lot. They're quickly intercepted by the proprietor of the lot. He's got quite the fancy suit on, though his boots don't seem to quite match the rest of his ensemble. His fine mustache wobbles as he begins to speak.
Wobbles?
You folks looking for a tree? We got 300 trees. This is a Christmas tree emporium of the entire Midwest. Now, you ain't gonna find no better tree than this here tree. This here tree is built to last. Ain't no needles coming off of this here tree. With that, the man thumps the tree down on the ground a few times, showering the snow beneath with a veritable carpet of needles. He looks down, pauses for a second, then throws it aside and picks up another one. Okay, now here's a tree. This here is a tree. You can see that it's a little skimpy in front, and it's clear that this man is really trying to screw you over. Maybe because you're just a bunch of grade school kids shopping alone for a tree? Anyway, it's gonna take some skill to get a good deal here. Oh. What do you do?
Oh, okay.
It's
up to you. Tell me what you think. You got some different options. How do you want to throw your weight around?
And we're trying to get Ralphie's family a tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and Randy's family.
Okay, yeah.
They're brothers.
Right. Okay.
All right.
There sure is a lot of sap on that tree.
You don't like sap? All right, we can find low sap. Where's my low sap? Over here. Here's my low sap section.
Well, hang on. We'll take that one for half price with the sap.
Oh, half.
The subtle art of the haggle.
Oh, I'm sorry, little boy. And he points to the sign and says, no sap discounts.
No sap discounts.
Man, what a
Flick
sap.
Flick looks at it, then looks back, and then does a weird double take. Like, what?
So what do you think?
Hey, well, I remember my old man got his tree here a week ago, and all the needles fell off already. So, you know, I think you should be given discounts if the trees we got like a week ago are already...
Well, you clearly didn't buy them here. Like I said, this is the Christmas tree emporium of the entire Midwest. This is where everyone goes to get their tree.
Well, right. If it's where everyone goes, then that's where I bought it.
Anyone who goes to get a quality tree. I don't know where your old man went, but it clearly wasn't here.
He said
here. Did he chop it down in your backyard? Sounds like a cheapskate to me, kid.
No! Hey! Hey, I'm a kid, and I feel like I can't talk back. I'm suddenly powerless.
Hey, mister, did I see you kissing Mrs. Shields? Are you her husband?
Oh, no. My name's Pumpkin. This is Pumpkin's Christmas Tree Emporium.
I'm glad that all lines up.
Yeah. It's a seasonal business,
Ken. St. Patrick. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the most patriotic man in the world. Happy Arbor Day.
Well, can we, like, get together in a huddle?
Sure, he's not, you know.
Let's get together in a huddle, and I'll be like, hey, well, if one of us can distract him, the other was can run out of the tree lot with the tree. Just steal it.
Are they already cut down?
Yeah, this is not a cut your own. This is a tree lot.
Oh, okay. He might notice lot. The saw.
is there a fire or a stove or something like that?
Wait, say that again?
Oh, yeah. It's basically a trash can with a fire going in it that he's okay. using to warm his hands up.
I don't
up.
Know how delinquent you guys feel like being, but...
Setting all the other trees on fire.
Nice tree lot you got here. It'd be a shame if something caught fire because we set it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. We could do that, though. That's a good idea, Ralphie.
I'm Flick, by the way.
Oh, wait. No, I thought Ralphie came up with the idea. I don't know. I don't know if he was actually going to say set things
Flick,
on fire.
No, Flick Schwartz never... Schwartz never credits you for any ideas. No matter what. That's a thing. You're used to it.
I was going to try to be winsome with the guy.
Ooh. What does that word mean?
Everybody grimaces when Flick says he's going to try to be winsome.
No! Schwartz just doesn't know what
winsome
that word means.
Winsome means... Okay.
No, I know what the... I
was talking to Schwartz.
Oh, who is? Shut up, you stupid.
The Christmas spirit in the air is talking to him.
All right, well, I'll let you out of the huddle and be like, all right, go ahead.
Mister, could you help us out? Because I just got the crap beaten out of me by a bully who smelled awful.
Aww.
Does the big wide, doe-eyed kid look.
Aww.
All right. Go give me a winsome. This is a contested winsome check. Who roll and then add your winsome skill to what you roll.
Roll a d6 and add the winsome skill.
Yes.
Okay. Without advantage.
Yeah, just a regular roll.
Okay, that is a total of 8.
Ooh, that is a great winsome check. He looks down. He says, "Ah, all right. Did you like this one here?" The sappy one? I'll knock 10 cents off for you, kid. But next time, why don't you give him a taste of his own medicine, huh?
What's the original price?
Yeah, I know.
$2.
$2,000.
I don't know. I'm using wit here. I don't know if I'm smart enough to know if that makes any difference.
I mean, 10 cents off of $2. I mean, it is less. What is that?
Well, I know it's less, but would Flick be like, ha ha, I got him where I want him? Or would he be like...
I mean, 10 cents is a lot for a kid.
Do we have a budget?
Yeah, that's true.
Ralphie, how much money did your parents give you?
Ralphie, you have $1.50 to buy a tree with.
Oh. Well, when I realize that, I'm going to look even sadder, because it's like, oh, now we've got to go back for more money or take a bad tree, and my stomach hurts because I got punched.
Well, Ralphie lies on the floor like a slug.
Randy?
Who did I say?
Ralphie?
I'm not Ralphie. I'm Randy.
Yeah, you can't control your brother that well, Randy. I'm sorry.
So I do that because that's my superpower.
The man looks down and he says, "What's this kid doing laying down in my Christmas tree lot? You're gonna drive away the customers, kid."
Oh man!
And I start whining.
He's real sick. He's real sick, Mister. He's real sick, Mister Pumpkin. And his mom broke her leg, and they don't have no money right now.
Broke her leg from kicking him so hard.
Yeah, he's sick and he gets abused.
Give me a winsome check.
Okay. Crap. My winsome is real bad. I'm gonna fail. I rolled a 1 and I have a 1, so that's good, right?
No, we're doing a contested 1, so that's
shit.
A total of 2.
Oh, dang.
He says, get out of here, kid. You got how much money you kids got, huh?
We only got 75 cents.
Get out of here. I ain't ain't selling nobody a tree for 75 cents. I'll get you a nice reef.
We could scrape up, between all of us, we could probably scrape up a little more than 75 cents.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar enough with this movie to know if this accent we're all gravitating towards is accurate.
It said in Indiana. So just
then no. I am not in the correct time zone.
Hey, you maybe moved here a year or two ago. Who knows?
Yeah, we all moved there. Everyone come up with a different accent. Oh, I'm from England.
I can't sell you no tree for that much money, man.
God, what a terrible. I'm so dumb.
I just Jar
Jar
went for
Binks.
It.
Oh my God.
Just went for it.
Jar Jar Binks. Oh my God.
Well, things took a turn.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But I think, we could probably scrape together a little more than 75 cents so we don't have to go all the way there and all the way back. And if he asks for more money, his mom's probably going to break her other leg kicking him again.
Yeah.
All right, here, kids, come over here. And he leads you over to this back corner of the lot. And he's like, here we go. I think these are the kind of trees
we're
talking
about.
We don't
want no drugs, mister.
I wish I knew 40s terms for drugs. That'd be pretty great.
Yeah.
He's like, no, shut up, kid. Look, these are the kind of trees I think we may be talking about. And he leads you to this. They're very short, or literally half of them is no branches. Like, it looks like they were on top of a mountain.
Huddle again. We're in the back corner of the lot, guys. One of us has got to go to the front. Just take whatever you want. And then the rest of us will distract him. Right, guys? We're all in on this. We're criminals. Yeah, 9-year-old criminals.
I think this is important. Quick aside, I think this is critical to the story. You were asking about 1940s drug slang.
Okay, yes.
Of the top terms for marijuana in the 1940s was giggle smokes.
I don't want no giggle smokes! I heard lots of things about giggle smokes from my older brother. Didn't mention him earlier. I'm just inventing siblings at this point.
He's still back in London.
Yeah. He's going to come in with an English accent soon, I promise.
So what is he showing us other than weed?
Oh, terrible trees. Horrible, ugly pieces of shit.
Christmas is ruined!
Schwartz just gathered you guys up again and proposed.
Yeah. Yeah. We can, I could probably get him distracted by, I don't know, daring him to do something like my character does in the movie, apparently. I guess
I'm special ability.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of are there metal poles around?
Yeah, there's light poles. There's lots of stuff. Uh-huh.
Oh, sweet. Well, maybe I could get him stuck to one, and then we could take whatever we want.
This doesn't... I mean, I'm still in pain. Oh. I'm not sure about running off with a tree.
Mm. All right. Mm. Well, what are we going to do? Because these trees stink.
Well, we've got $1.50, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And he offered to take 10 cents off that he's doing on his fingers. Okay, we're getting there.
Randy says, I have an idea. What if I, while I'm lying on the ground like a slug, roll really fast into his kneecaps? And then we grab
him. Yeah!
And throw the money at him so that we won't go to hell.
Yeah, we don't want to go to hell.
Randy's super religious.
Where does he keep all the money that he takes from other people?
Ooh. Oh, Ralphie, you're evil.
Ooh, good question.
I'm not accustomed to this kind of thinking from this corner of the characters.
Ralphie, give me a wit check.
Oh, I'm going to tell Father O'Neill.
I'm not very witty, apparently. Wait, I have to roll above it, right? No, below it.
You want to roll low.
Right. I rolled a 4.
What's your wit skill?
4.
All right. So you watch the man has gone off to help some other customers, and he takes the money and he tucks it into. He has like an apron on, and he has a pocket where he tucks the money into and gives change out of. Mm. You also notice, since you did succeed on your skill, near the fire barrel, there is sitting a metal lockbox, like a small metal lockbox.
Whoa.
That's closed. You don't know if it's locked or not. It doesn't look like he has to go there for every transaction. You suspect there may be money in there. You're not sure. There might be some giggle smokes
yeah,
in there.
Do all of the trees seem as crappy as the one that with all the needles?
No, not necessarily.
No,
I mean, there's right. varying quality. You don't think this is... You don't know exactly how fresh these are, right. but okay. there is a range of quality.
All right. Well, so we got it down to $1.90, and he doesn't seem to care about anyone being sick or your mom with a broken leg that I made up. He doesn't seem to care about that stuff.
Abusive mom with a broken leg.
Yeah. I feel like we went too far with the lies, guys. I don't know.
I think we should just bite him.
Ooh.
And then he'll get an infection from our saliva, and he'll die.
In time for us to steal a tree?
Yeah.
I have special saliva.
Well, what if... Wasn't this the guy that was selling... giggly smokes to teenagers. Wasn't this that creep? I feel like someone's brother bought some giggly smokes from him, right? We can what is that thing that adults talk about? Blackmail. We can blackmail him.
I already tried with the kissing Mrs. Shields thing.
Yeah, but
he wouldn't bite.
He didn't take that at all. But I mean. I think he really did sell giggly smokes, I insist, as I look at the
DM. That's a rumor that you've heard.
Yeah, it's a rumor!
Wasn't he also, kissing your mom?
My mom?
Listen, Ralphie.
Are we just saying this all loud enough for other people at the lot to hear, hoping that he'll shoot us up and bust a tree?
He's disguised as a tree. He's listening right now next to us. hey, don't say that about my mom, Ralphie!
I want to take this guy in the costume home. This is a great treat.
He's $2.50.
All right. I think that's my last negotiating tactic is...
All right.
I think we should say something about the giggly smokes. I don't know. That's what...
All right.
Hey, you kids, are you ready to buy a tree or not?
We're ready.
Yeah, we're ready. Come on over here.
All right, so you got my $1.90?
Hey, you got any... Got any giggly smokes?
Kid, get out of here! What are you... I'm selling trees here, not wacky weed.
I'm looking at everyone else like, right? This is what you do, right? Yeah, I heard that. My older brother's friend said that this is the place to be. And so if you don't want that getting out...
Give me a wiseacre check.
And that's what I'm good at. Yes! All right, watch me roll poorly this time. A 2, and my wiseacre is 5.
That's great.
Okay.
So he looks around. He's like, shut up, kid! Shut up, kid! I can't do 75 cents.
I lie on the floor again. I lie on the floor.
He trips on you and... he trips on you and stumbles a bit and he's like really taken off guard. He's like, I can't do 75 cents. How much... What can you do?
Don't you own this place?
No, I don't own this place.
Who owns it?
We can do $1. Can we do $1? Break open your piggy bank.
How about a $1.20 and I... $1.20, I'll throw in some rope and I'll tie it on your bike for you.
Woo!
We can do that.
Yeah, probably. What rope do we have, Flick?
None of you have any rope.
No. Didn't he just say he was going to give us rope?
Oh, I thought you were saying you could do that.
For $1.20, he was going to throw in rope and tie it to your bike for you.
I misunderstood what Greg said. I thought he was saying we could do that, lower it more. Sorry, I didn't realize.
Oh, no, I was just trying to get out of here before this turned into an all-out.
I misunderstood you, too. I thought you were haggling still. I thought you were saying, that offer. We could fucking do that bullshit. Get the hell out of here.
I was trying to be like, hey, he actually came in under our max.
All right.
Nice. And we get some rope.
Yeah, sweet.
All right, deal.
Let me get some rope.
We can tie Randy up with it later, Flick. High five.
Hey.
He sort of weakly high fives you, but he's been bent double this entire time.
Randy can't get up because of how many layers he's wearing, so he just rolls to the bike.
All right, and you he helps you tie the tree on. You tie Randy on as well, and you head home. You
yeah.
You've done the deal. So you make it home. The tree is decked in all its electricity-sucking fire hazard glory.
Nice.
But the glow of the twinkling lights is quickly overshadowed. The old man is reading the paper, and just after finishing a story of some clodhopper down in Griffith, Indiana, who swallowed a yo-yo, he incredulously begins reading aloud.
Ooh.
Higby's department store burgled. A Christmas catastrophe has hit home and hard, as the retailer has found itself victim of what appears to be a highly specified theft.
Whoa.
The display window was smashed in at some point last night.
Oh, no.
And the crook crooks made off with the goods. Oddly, the cash registers were left untouched. Instead, the criminal act was focused on just a few pieces of merchandise. The store's inventory of cymbal-banging monkeys, P-51 Mustang model airplanes, suction cup dart guns with the blue handle and authentic target ranges, and Golden Echo harmonicas
in the key of C
were completely depleted, and the fiend or fiends stole into the night, leaving behind not a trace of evidence save for a whiff of brimstone. Hopefully Santa's done his shopping early, as it might be tough for him to get his hands on these goodies before Christmas Eve. Oh no.
Oh no.
A Christmas catastrophe indeed. They were gone. All gone. And who else could be responsible but that scum-sucking lowlife Scut Farkas? Mean. Rotten. The gang gets together to talk about what to do.
Oh my gosh.
Randy lies on the floor.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I think it goes without saying we're going to have to kill him.
Yeah! Maybe we can get that weird pumpkin tree man to give him a lot of smoky giggles, or give giggly smokes, and then he'll die because they'll overdose on the giggly smokes.
Think about it. If we, because we know who did it. We know who did it.
Yeah.
If we get it back, we'd be heroes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everyone would be like, hey, look at those heroes. And then we'd like become mayor.
Probably. Plus, then we'd get all the toys we want as mayors for mayors.
Because mayors can do whatever they want. We could also have the two idiots who beat us up executed.
Yes!
And Mrs. Shields would let me sit near her desk.
You know what? Yeah, you can sit near her desk and it'll be three mayors. Yeah. It'll be three mayors and you get to sit near the desk. Right, Ralphie Flip?
That sounds perfect. That sounds perfect. Couldn't have come up with a better plan if I tried.
I knew if I got D's on all my papers, I'd be mayor someday.
So you guys are going to take him down, huh?
Yeah. Do we know where he lives?
I mean, we're going to become the heroes of the town.
Yeah.
We're going to get the keys to the city.
Yeah.
It's a good thing we have that rope.
You do.
Somebody pack the rope.
And once we have the keys to the city, we could let ourselves into the department store or the tree lot and get anything we want anytime we want.
True.
That's right.
That's how it works.
I'm not convinced that's how it works, but yes.
It is how it works, Randy. Be quiet!
So, the group heads over to that treacherous alley a few blocks down from Cleveland Street, determined to set Christmas to rights. As they approach, the swirling snow and deepening evening light seem to cast a pall over the entire neighborhood. Are those grizzly bears down by Pulaski's candy store? And looking ahead, it almost looks like an immense gothic castle looms before them. There's only one villain that could possibly live in a manse such as this, Black Bart. It's no wonder Scut Farkas has been working for him. Only you, and you alone, stand between your tiny, huddled families and insensate evil. The massive wooden doors swing open at your approach, and suddenly you hear a psst from the shadows nearby. There, in all her red-headed glory, stands Little Orphan Annie.
Whoa!
Hey, kids! I think you'll need some help if you're gonna take down Black Bart and his gang of goons. Here's some firepower for ya. And she hands each of you the Holy Grail of Christmas gifts. The Red Ryder carbine action 200-shot model air range model air rifle, as coolly deadly looking a piece of weaponry as ever you had laid eyes on. These are some fearsome...
One for each of us?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, that's, oh, they are so dead. They are so dead.
These are some fearsome blue steel beauties with a compass in the stock and this thing which tells time. Its knurled stalk in your hands gives you confidence, and you stride back towards the castle. As you go, Ralphie, Annie, she taps you on the shoulder, and she you turn around, and she's holding out to you something that, you looking at it, you think it maybe could meta boost your AC a bit. It is a fluffy pink bunny suit.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Do you take it and put it on?
We gotta post the picture of Eric in his.
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright, you perfect. Put on the bunny suit and you get a +1 to your AC.
Nice.
You're heading back towards the castle, and as you do, you hear one final message from Annie, all of you, delivered by, via Pierre-André's soothing voice. Now, it's time for Annie's secret message for you members of the Secret Circle. Ooh. Remember, kids, only members of Annie's Secret Circle can decode Annie's secret message. Ooh. Remember, Annie is depending on you. Set your pins to Z2. Here is the message. 7. 6. 23, 21, 17, 6, 26, 3, 9, 17, 1, 13, 15, 22, 3, 21, 17, 3, 19, 4, 14, 23.
What if you just keep doing
this? 24. 4, 11, 6, 9, 7, 3, 18, 14,
oh my God.
3, 8, 7, 6, 6, 26, 23, 3, 21, 11. Remember, Annie is counting on you.
Is our code, is our cipher already set to Z2?
It is.
I see that it is, yes.
And
I may have missed one or two in there, but I don't want to ask you to repeat it.
Listeners, we'll put a link to the image of the decoder ring so you can decode along Ralphie and Randy.
Okay.
And Schwartz. Maybe you guys can split up and go from either end and meet in the middle or something, because that was a lot.
I'm almost done.
Oh.
Randy. I'm lying.
Randy's such a show-off.
I missed a couple there, so I don't think I'm going to...
Ah, damn it. What did I do wrong?
Dang it. Where is 9? Oh, there it is.
It's the Bumpus Dog theme.
That's excellent.
Be sure to drink your...
Be sure to drink your what?
Ovaltine, probably.
Oh my goodness.
Is it going to be terrine? Oh no, it's not. Rats. You're awful. You guys, it says, be sure to drink your oval-shaped bowl of beet soup! I feel so betrayed!
That's amazing. Okay, well...
Wait, did you get that a long time before I started, said it?
A little bit.
Why didn't you say anything?
I wanted to see if you...
Randy was so proud of her of herself.
A crummy commercial for the Blue Water Inn.
That's incredible. I love it. Crummy commercial.
Anyway.
Your oval shaped bowl of beet soup. That's hilarious.
Oh, Eric, you should have said your oval tureen.
I know. You said that, and I felt sad that I didn't use the word tureen.
All right, we got to start over.
All right, delete this.
Okay.
Alexa, delete.
My name is not Alexa. Nice.
Alexis.
Ew, David.
All right. Anyway. All
right.
So that important secret message, having decoded that important secret message, you find yourselves inside the castle as the doors boom close behind you, cutting off the sounds of the whirling wind. Before you stands the menace of the entire fourth grade, the villainous Scut Farkas with his green teeth and purple swirly eyes.
Ugh.
And lurking behind him is the one and only Black Bart von Zarevich staring you down.
Yeah.
And he looks at you and he says, "Get 'em, boys!" And swarming out of the darkness are hordes of these criminals, these crooks, bad guys in black and white striped shirts and black Zorro masks, ready to take you all on.
Oh my gosh.
Aim for their eyes!
So everybody...
Shoot your eyes out!
Yeah.
Everybody give me an appropriate check in terms of what you would like to do to take these bad guys down. If you're going to use your range model air rifles, it'd be wallop checks with advantage, but I'm open to whatever you have in mind.
Can I shout?
I'm going to shoot him.
Yeah. Can I shout out to Black Bart von Zarevich? Hey, I dare you to fight us alone! And using my triple dog dare skill.
Oh, okay. You have to
my
specify.
Special ability. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, you have to say it. Then.
Sorry. My special ability, the triple dog dare, but is it supposed to be that I start with triple dog dare?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, skip right to it.
I triple dog dare you to fight us alone. That won't even make any sense because the music won't be playing.
Suddenly, the exciting battle music that had been playing throughout the castle Bose loudspeaker system suddenly cuts off. Maybe it was a problem with the Bluetooth, or maybe it was for a dramatic effect. But his intense eyes just stare into each one of your souls. And as this happens, the rest of them all fade back into the shadows, and suddenly it's just Black Bart von Zarevich standing there.
That's a start.
Get him, Flick!
Did you not just say fight us alone, not Flick?
All right, Flick, what do you do?
I rolled a 2 out of 3 for my wallop.
Nice. All right. And you said you were going to use your Red Ryder carbine action range model air rifle. All right. So yeah, you take aim, pew, and your BB flies true and pings into his face, and he steps back, and a drop of blood falls from his cheek. But he looks like he's getting ready to get back up. He's not down for the count yet.
Mm.
Ralphie, what are you going to do?
I want to look for something that I can drop on his head or shoot from the ceiling or something.
Oh, there's an ornate chandelier, like massive, just suspended right above him with this old, like hempen rope that's fraying in certain places. You think a well-aimed shot could bring this crashing down right on Black Bart's head. So give me a wallop check. This one won't be with advantage, but because it's a tough shot. But this is old Blue is a true companion there in your hand. So I'm not going to make
for
you
the last
roll with
5 minutes.
Yeah, roll with disadvantage. So you nestle the stock into your pink fluffy shoulder, and take aim. Check the compass. You're pointed true north, and go ahead and give me a wallop check.
All right. Roll a 4, have a 2.
Ah, I'm sorry, your shot goes wide. Pew, 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 pew! Randy, you feel this BB just whiz like right past your eye.
Whoa!
You think like a centimeter maybe to the left, and it would have maybe shot your eye out with that one.
Whoa.
Ralphie, you idiot!
And hey. What do you do, Randy?
I'll show you how it's done.
So I cock my gun.
Okay.
If you're and that uncertain, you may not be about to show him how it's done.
And I am, and I have a
the big end goes on your shoulder.
I know.
Randy's currently making it very clear why there are clear age ranges defined on the box of every Red Rider.
I stagger a little. I rolled a 4.
And what's your wallop?
1.
Oh. Pew, 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 pew! You
did that so confidently, I thought your wallop was
No. I'm all talk.
Black Bart sort of just raises a hand up like a like he's holding a something like in his palm, but it's empty. And as he does, these swarms of bats swoop down over, carrying each one carrying a snowball, and they all release them at once, and they thump 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 down on and all around you, and you all lose 1 hit point.
Ow!
Wait, did I go back to 2 when I told my story?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good. I can't dodge though.
Well, oh yeah, I forgot. His attack. Sorry. Anyone with an AC 4 or greater does not take damage.
Oh, hey. That's me.
If you have under 4, then you did take 1 hit point of damage.
Oh, so I don't take a hit point now, or?
Correct. You were.
Okay, I'm still.
It bounced off of your 7 snowsuits. You did not feel the impact.
Thanks, Mom.
So, Schwartz, what would you like to do?
I'm just gonna be like, hey, what do you think you're doing, wise guy? And then I guess I try to shoot. It missed the chandelier, right?
The Ralphie shot missed the rope.
Would I have known what he was doing? Like, can I nod at him and try the same thing? Like, try to shoot
you
up
can
at
ask
the...
him. He was clearly not aiming at Black right. Bart von Zarevich.
Okay. Yeah, he'd be like, what are you doing, Ralphie? Should I shoot the chandelier?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I feel like my character totally has like a slingshot or something, but I'll use the... That's why
you don't have to.
I want to pull out a boomerang or something ridiculous. I'm suddenly Crocodile Dundee. No,
an 8-foot long spear.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, no, I'll take aim at the rope like he did.
Okay.
So what do I have to do?
Just give me a wallop check, just a straight wallop okay. check.
Oh, I lose.
All right. Pew, 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 pew. I wish I had a sound effect for that.
Yeah, I couldn't make you look bad, Ralphie. I did worse.
You definitely did.
Yeah, I definitely did.
Flick, you going to take another shot?
I'm going to take another shot.
All right.
That's the kind of guy I am.
It's a 200-shot range model air rifle. It's going to be a long time until you need to reload, so you're welcome to take another shot.
All right.
And you can do it with advantage.
Oh, with advantage would be the same. 2.
All right. So Flick, his aim is true, and another BB strikes your foe, Black Bart, here to ruin Christmas and defile your families.
Ugh.
He's a bad
defile
bad
our
guy.
Family.
That's yeah. why he's here.
Yeah, he is insensate evil.
Yikes.
Wow.
Yeah, one of our moms is Irina Kolyanovich. That's why he's here.
It's all your mom. Yes. Everyone's mom is a version of Irina. Ralphie. Yeah,
Rafina.
The true guy is Sergey.
Ralphie.
Ralphie, you're up.
Oh. All right, it's time for my superpower. The spectacular hip shot. Which I'm going to do by actually aiming the wrong way.
What?
Because I think that's going to help.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect.
So I'm going to No, please.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, no, so I'm going to aim kind of, I'm not aiming toward him, I'm not aiming toward the chandelier, but kind of up, kind of behind us. I imagine the moonlight glints off the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And I fire into the darkness.
That blue steel just shines beautifully.
But I'm not actually aiming.
Oh no, definitely not. It's a spectacular hip shot.
Yeah.
In fact, after I pull the trigger, I fall down.
Yeah, you have this super, super wide stance. Like, it's too wide. You guys just see him, like, splayed out. falls back on his little rabbit cotton tail.
Aw, man. Gee whiz, that was spectacular.
Ping, 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 funk. Right through the hempen rope of the chandelier.
Yes.
Ooh. And it comes crashing down on Black Bart. And you hear him groaning underneath the chandelier. The crash echoes off into the distance. You think this castle has a lot of rooms, like too many rooms. Like,
yeah.
If you were to explore this castle, you would think it would take like months in mm-hmm. real life. Even yeah. longer if you were retelling it.
Yep.
Uncomfortably, you know, similar corridors to walk down yep. over and over again. You could just tell all this from the echo as it fades away into the distance. But he reaches up a hand through the wreckage of the chandelier. And he points directly at you as a group.
Whoa.
And these red eyes appear in the shadows, and then suddenly out into the your visible sphere of around you-ness. It's very eloquent. are these four dire Bumpus's dogs
oh, no!
Who all pounce upon you. And that each of you is attacked. If your AC is lower than 5, you Oof. Take 2 hit points of damage.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, I'm Uh-oh. Dead.
You only have 1 hit point.
I have none hit points.
Flick, you have a chance to recover. If Greg could potentially tell us a story about getting a great Christmas present.
Well, actually, when you asked Abby... something that came to mind was I actually did receive a model fighter plane for Christmas. Back when we were living in Georgia, so early 90s. It was actually may have been the same year that I flew in the blimp. But it like had a remote control. It didn't fly, but it still had a remote control that it was an F-16 fighter, so you could like get the wings out for flight or in for storage on an aircraft carrier and like sounds and the... I love that thing.
Aww. I love that. That's so cute. And that's the same as his character.
Yeah.
I know.
And Flick, you've made your way back up and you're on one knee. Yeah, you got ripped. One of the slashes from these hounds gashed kind of into your mouth, under your tongue, and nice. You quickly bandaged it up. So you have this bandage on the tip of your tongue. So it's a little hard for you to talk.
Uh-huh.
But you're back up and in the fight, and
is that up to 1?
No, up to full.
Up to full.
Listen, it's Christmas.
Listen, it's Christmas.
Randy.
Yippee-ki-yay-yay! And I take out the rope. And
was that a Die Hard reference?
Yeah.
Probably. Only inadvertently, because
yes.
I've never actually
yes.
seen it. Yes! Oh, yes, it absolutely is.
Thank you.
That's my mind.
You get an extra hit point. No, how about this? You get advantage on whatever you're about to do.
All right, excellent. So I make a lasso out of the rope that we got from the crooked mm-hmm. tree guy, and I'm going to aim. And I'm going to try to lasso... Are the dogs closest to me, or is Black Bart still right
the,
there?
The dogs actually pounced and then sort of bounded away into the darkness.
Oh, they did bounce away. Okay, mm-hmm. bound away, rather. So I'm going to try to get Black Bart.
Okay.
Woo, 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 woo!
All right, so give me a... You want to convince me of using a skill that you'd like to use?
You mean out of my four W skills?
Yeah.
Wit.
How is this a wit skill? Tell me.
Because I have to be clever in the way that I throw it.
Not good enough. Convince me.
Okay, so my plan is to capture, to hook it over the hook that the chandelier was on, and then I'm going to swing from the on the rope with my feet, my booted feet sticking straight out, and whack Black Bart in the nose.
Got it. That's very witty. Go ahead. Give me your wit check and with advantage because of your amazing Die Hard reference.
All right. I got a 2, and then I got a 4.
And what is your wit?
3.
All right, so the 2 is what will count because you did it with advantage. So you succeed. You all see this bundled up 6-year-old boy take to the air with a yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. And he swings through the air and his black rubber boots smash right into Black Bart's face just as he's popping up out of the top of the chandelier, and blood sprays everywhere.
Oh!
And this beautiful Christmassy red spray.
So cheerful.
Dabbling the walls.
Yeah, red and green.
Yeah, there's these like green designs on the wall, and it just hits each one in this little circle. It looks like little holly branches all around the room, and Black Bart crumples over the wreckage of the chandelier, whether he's knocked out or if he's completely...
We killed a guy!
Yeah, he may be dead, you don't know.
I pump my fist up in the air.
My God, would you look at this mess? Who's gonna clean that chandelier up? Anyway, what's that? What's that over there behind the pipe organ? Behind the pipe organ, against the secret passage way over there. Why don't you go check it out? Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's a cymbal clanging monkey. And a P-51 Mustang model airplane. And a suction cup dart gun with the blue handle and authentic target range. And a golden echo harmonica in the key of C.
Oh, yay. We found them!
This Christmas would live in your memories forever. Aww. All was right with the world. You head back to your beds, and next to you in the blackness lay your Christmassy beauties. The greatest Christmas gifts they had ever killed a man for, or would ever kill a man for. Gradually, the four kids drifted off to sleep, Eldritch blasting bags of flour on the wing, and getting off spectacular cotton gin spiritual weapons, divine smites, and maulings.
Aww. We did it.
That's awesome. Good job. Were you so nice?
I'm good? Just like, I love this music. And
yes, it's a very good soundtrack.
You're nostalgic.
Not able to use the soundtrack.
Yeah. We recorded in a separate track, so I knew we could delete it, but I had to do it.
Yeah, it's
awesome. So. Yeah.
Guys, when you listeners, when you listen to this, the whole soundtrack's on YouTube. The songs are kind of similar, so play different ones when it sounds like we're listening to music.
Which is basically the whole
thing. It'll definitely add something.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah.
And Tiny Tim 2. What's the word?
God bless us, everyone.
That's the word.
And Tiny Tim 2.
Who would have thought Abby would have given the Die Hard reference?
I know, I'm full of surprises.
Oh man,
that was fun, and that was perfect for tonight.
Yeah, that was awesome. Wow, good writing.
Thanks.
Good job. How much of that was taken from the script?
I mean, I as much as I could. I tried to pull direct quotes. I mean, the big, like, narrative stuff, I just kind of...
What's his name? Somebody Shepherd?
Gene.
Gene Shepherd, okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I want to read... He has a... The movie's based on a book of, like, his memoirs, which I want to read.
Oh, is it a collection of short stories? Or no, it's his memoirs, okay.
It's like little vignettes, I think, kind of similar to the movie, I feel like, from what I've seen. And apparently there's a movie, another movie based on the book, like, different parts of it, called...
Oh, really?
I think it's My Summer Story. Oh. It was released in, like, 92. It's with Mary Steenburgen, Charles Grodin, Kieran Culkin.
Oh.
It's like a summer-based story with the same family, the Parker family.
Oh, wow.
Which I had no idea existed.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah. Huh.
It's like still has the same like narration with Gene Shepherd narrating it, like the
a Christmas
story.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat. So we went to get our Christmas tree, our first live Christmas tree ever, and we went to a place that gives people, it's like a second chance place for former convicts and stuff. The cutest thing is that they name all of their trees.
Oh my gosh.
So my friends last year, their tree was Treba McIntyre.
Oh my gosh. Wait, that's amazing. Reba McIntyre.
No, it's Reba. It's not Treba.
And our tree is Triadonna. Isn't that cute?
Wow.
Like Madonna?
No, like Belladonna.
Oh.
Nightshade.
It's like a nightshade. Remember, that's what we were trying to get to hear the werewolfism.
That's right.
So it's the listener. They must be Pork Fried Dice listeners.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Like, we have the exact one for you.
No wonder they were so nice to us. Yeah,
they should have said something.
Well, we got there and they asked what size tree, and I said, "Oh, I think that we can fit 8 inches," and I got the units wrong. So we got off on the right foot on that one. They thought that was pretty funny. But anyway, that's my fun Christmas story. I didn't get to hear what other people's nice Christmas present memories were. So now you have to say KT and Eric and Dr. Moss.
Okay.
Go.
Do you have one?
Not yet. Go ahead.
I definitely have one. It's like definitely.
I know what yours would be if it would come up.
Sticks out. Say it though. Well, so it was one winter when I was really, really sick. Just the flu, I think. I was really, really sick though for like days. It was one of those where you're literally laying down forever, and if you get up, you almost die. Mm-hmm. and so when I was growing up, we had an NES forever, like that we got it secondhand because we didn't have a lot of money or anything. So we had an NES past the point where Super Nintendo came out and well into when N64 came out. And like, we were always like having to blow in it a million times. It was so old and like, but my dad interestingly like liked video games and like, I loved video games. And we kept going to Toys R Us and they had it out, you know, like they had the N64 out with the games to play. And I was like, this is so cool. Like, I wish we could get this. And I remember my dad being like, yeah, that's pretty cool. I woke up Christmas Day, came down. We had an N64 all installed and everything. And I almost fainted. Because I was sick. I was like, I hyperventilated. I was so excited. To go from an NES to the N64 was like, Star Trek science. Like it blew my mind. And I had to sit down because I nearly lost consciousness. I was so excited. Yeah. And we played that forever. Like, you know, we didn't have much money. So like we had that just forever after that. And like I would play games with my dad and everything. Yeah. That's definitely hands down my best Christmas memory. It was so, I was so excited. So excited. Oh my God. Yeah, that's mine.
One that stands out for me as I had asked for, I don't know how old I was, like, I don't know, 8-ish, somewhere around there, 8 to 10 probably, was a Darda Raceway.
Dardo?
Darta. Darta? It was like the brand. It was like the cars where you like pulled back, but it was like a Hot Wheels kind of track thing. And it had like a loop and everything, and aww. I remember coming out and it was all set up yeah. and everything, and aww. I played with that, like, I don't know, probably until all the plastic, like, disintegrated.
Aww.
Yeah. That, and I also remember a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles playset. And I also remember, like, a race car thing with, like, the remote control where they, like, they had they had a little metal peg on the bottom of the car that went down into the track and you could control with speed, you know, and race them. I feel like I remember my dad getting very frustrated with, like, making it work right or something. I don't know. But yeah. I liked that, too.
Your turn. Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something, like... I remember a lot of things, but I'm trying
everything
to think of
everything Abby's ever got him.
Yeah, no, I was trying to think of something from when I was pretty little. Now there was this really cool transformer that was, you know, it was pretty big, right? And it transformed into a fighter, but it also sort of transformed halfway, so its legs like stuck out. You know what I mean? And it was a total ripoff from Robotech. Yeah, I don't know. It was super cool.
Is that the one your sister flushed called. Down the toilet?
No, that was a different thing she flushed down the toilet.
No.
I think that was a birthday gift. Well, maybe it was a Christmas thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, she flushed a Yoda doll down the toilet.
Whoa.
And she was really, really little. And she said, we said, where's Yoda? And she said, Yoda's swimming.
Forever. Oh my gosh. Oh, Christmas.
The transformer that Alex is that the one you got?
Yeah.
It's now it's on sale for $400 on eBay.
What is it called?
Whoa.
The Jetfire.
The Jetfire.
Wow. Vintage 1985.
Was it Transformers Jetfire?
Yeah. Yeah.
G1. Wow. That puts those, it into perspective.
Those old ones, they made them right.
I don't think
they lasted. Like they were actually solid.
Oh, no, that's true. That's definitely true. Yeah. Yeah, not like today's Transformers, which we don't know.
This one? Is it this white guy? This white?
Yeah, white like white,
red, and yellow.
Yeah. He's got like red plastic parts that attach. Yeah.
Very cool.
So that's what you're going to get Alex for Christmas, right?
Yep. Everyone listeners,
get a Kickstarter
Send Alex a Jetfire. This is the time where he's going to give out his address.
Or just send me $400 and I'll do it.
For Jetfire, I'll send you my social security number.
Oh my gosh. Greg, what are you asking for Christmas
this
year? Yeah,
what's Santa going to bring you?
A new job.
Oh, yes. What an adult thing to say.
I didn't ask for socks. I thought I get a job, I buy my own socks.
There you go. Maybe Santa has an opening in the elf department.
Yeah, North Pole, Arctic Circle.
Yeah, it's not icy anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's nice
yeah.
up there. It's balmy.
So it's, more,
oh it's basically tropical, yeah.
Bodie McBoatface elf.
He's still looking at Transformers.
Oh, I guess that's what he wants for Christmas. That's what Conan wants too, yeah. Alex. So.
Oh, I'm going to have to return everything I got him, man. All right, we're going to bed.
Yeah, I'm so tired. I was tired when it was 9. I was already like...
It's Sunday time.
Yeah.
He's already asleep, guys. Like, he is dead.
All right, you people, you go to bed.
You people, you go to bed.
Me people
right, Greg,
going
you
to
stay
bed,
up.
Too.
Greg,
nope, you stay up.
You got. We have to have a watch, you guys.
Fine, I'll take first watch.
Oh, yay. Thanks, Greg.
That
Such
was a very suspicious eye move you did there, Greg.
I was checking the surroundings.
He was giving the surroundings the side eye.
The side eye. The side
very thorough.
Yep.
All right. On that note, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.